Ready to make $100 the hard way? No, actually, it's the easy way. I'm looking for Matt Francis. Matt Francis of Hemet. Matt, I know you're not doing anything because you live in Hemet. Why don't you get to the telephone?
Come on, man.
888-696-1003. If you call me back within 10 minutes, Matt Francis of Hemet, then you will get $100. We'll put you on the sound payroll for an hour. And if not, well, then we'll just give another $100 to Michael Emmerich of Huntington Beach. It's up to you. 888-696-1003. You, sir, you have 10 minutes.
Start the clock.
The clock has been started, so you have a chance to get back to us right away. Forthwith, I would say. Hey, so today on Andy in the Afternoon, Christian. Oh,
what
my
we
goodness.
Got planned?
Well, we're going to be giving money away like we just did. We've also got tickets to give away for some wonderful outings. Ringo Starr and his all-star band. Chuck Negron at the Saban Theater. That's coming up next week. And also Fleetwood Mac Fest. Chances for all of those coming up. And as a matter of fact, I think we're going to start off with some Ringo Starr tickets for the Classic Rock Time Capsule at the bottom of this hour. And in general, I'm going to try to put you in your place today. That's my goal.
That's your plan?
If I can get that taken care of, that'd be great.
Okay.
I feel good about it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tuesday. Happy New Hampshire primary.
Oh, I knew something special. It felt weird when
I
woke
up. We'll actually talk about the primary, too, but in a cool music way, you know. Andy in the Afternoon on the sound. 100.3 the sound, as a matter of fact.
With me.
Oh, Christian.
Oh, Andy.
What do you know about the Beatles? You know, this is unofficial Beatle week.
Is it really?
It kind of is. This is a week of huge Beatle things
that
go on in rock history. You'll find out about them this week on the Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Ooh.
But somebody gets to match wits with you.
Ah, well, that's not easy to do, my friend.
Yeah. Tallest leprechaun contest.
By the way, I'd like to congratulate us for not mentioning the Super Bowl at all yesterday.
Oh, we did the puppy monkey baby thing. 888-696-1003. Caller 3,
puppy
you get
baby,
to play
puppy,
against
dog,
Christian for some tickets to see Ringo Starr and his all-star band this summer. This is Guess Who on 100.3 The Sound.
I forget.
Drum rolls, I love it.
It's Carl Palmer.
It's good stuff.
Kicking it.
Asia. Heat of the moment. Almost all of their albums began and ended with the letter A. Asia, Alpha, Astra, Aqua.
Wow.
And I don't.
That's a useless piece of information to have in your cranium.
Though true. Hey, we've got somebody on the line to play our little game here in just a second. It's the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Hi, who's hanging with us?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Daniel.
Dan, you're going to get a chance to match wits with Christian, and that's usually pretty easy. So we've got a chance for you to win some tickets to see Ringo's All-Star Band. Can you hang out for a minute?
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Well, you do that, and I'm going to take care of some bills. We've got great classic rock on the way from Steely Dan and Rush and more. This is Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian, and this is The Sound. Hey, so guess what? Looks like Matt blew it and did not get back to us in 10 minutes. So Michael Emmerich of Huntington Beach... 200 bones.
I went to school with Matt Blewett.
Did you really?
Yeah, great kid.
$200 for you, sir. And here at the top of the hour, we'll try it again. Maybe I'll call out your name and see if you can get you on the payroll. If you aren't in this whole business yet, then you need to text payroll, P-A-Y-R-O-L-L, to 21003 and follow the prompts there. And, of course, don't do it if you're driving or if you don't like paying the usual texting fees that might apply. Meantime, it's time for us to jump into the time capsule right now.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
That's right. Let's pop it open. This is Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Tuesday, February the 9th, 2016. And Christian, I've got a question about the Beatles coming up soon. This is a big week for Beatles rock history. And on the line, we have Daniel is going to play along. Daniel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
All right. Hold tight, and here at the end, we'll get you a chance to compete with Christian and see if we can't get you to see a Beatle, Ringo Starr, when he comes around this summer. In the meantime, though, this is Beatles week, like I said, sort of. 52 years ago today, for example, the lads make their live American TV debut on...
Tonight, from the Ed Sullivan Theater on Broadway, The Ed Sullivan Show.
That's right, the Ed Sullivan Show. Back then, Ed's theater had 728 seats, over 50,000 requests for them.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty big. 73.7 million viewers watch at home. That's about 2 out of every 5 households.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and photographers from all over the nation. And these veterans agree with me that this city has never seen the excitement stirred from these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight you'll twice be entertained by them, both now and in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles, let's bring them out here.
Amazing. It's like he was in the room.
It's like he was right here.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I wore Brill Cream today.
As you should.
Yeah, it's so good. So, the Beatles play Ed Sullivan on this night in 1964. But did you know that there is actually a monkey on stage that night?
Puppy monkey baby.
Don't do it. Come on, man. Come on.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
I hate you.
Puppy monkey baby.
Sucks.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Puppy
monkey baby.
Right in the
puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Okay, no, it's not that puppy monkey baby. It's actually a monkey, M-O-N-K-E-E, Davy Jones. Not in the monkeys yet, but he's in his role as the Artful Dodger in the London and Broadway productions of Oliver. And what do you think Davy thinks about the Beatles that night?
Well, I'd never heard these songs before, you know. I'd never heard the Beatles before. But as soon as I walked out of that theater, I said, I want a piece of this. If all these girls are screaming for these guys, then I want a few of them screaming for me.
Puppy monkey baby.
A puppy monkey baby. A puppy monkey baby. A puppy monkey baby. All right, I'll stop. Just kind of have it for me. Isn't it hard to believe that Davey's been gone for us 4 years this month? 3 years later on this day, the Beatles are in the studio working on a song from the Sgt. Pepper album.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering.
It's Paul's song.
Where it will
fixing a hole. And don't you know that that is the first time they work at Regent Sound Studios? It's the first time they recorded any British studio that is not Abbey Road. All right, so let's bring Daniel back in for this. Christian.
Yes.
Today in 1972, former Beatle Paul McCartney, and his new band Wings make their live debut at Nottingham University in England. How much are the tickets?
What? It's Nottingham. Okay. Nottingham.
What did I say? Nottingham?
Nottingham.
I'm from Indiana.
It's Nottingham.
It's Nottingham.
Yeah. All right. So Nottingham?
Nottingham?
Nottingham.
Nottingham.
Yep.
Is it 40 pence?
Right.
£4.
Okay.
Or £40 sterling? How much do you think they have to pay for tickets? 40 pence, £4, or £40 sterling?
I'd have to say, mate, it'd be £4.
£4.
Yep.
Now, Daniel, you don't have to know the right answer. You just have to know whether or not he's right. Is it 40 pence? Is it £4 or something else?
I'm going to go with Chris. I agree with him.
Oh!
Don't call me Chris.
Heavens, that was your second mistake. It was actually
40 pence.
40 pence. It's a surprise lunchtime show. A surprise that no one knows. No one even knows they're coming. It isn't even advertised. But they do a Wings concert for 40 pence, basically in line with what Paul charges these days. I'm
told.
Daniel, I'm sorry it didn't work out your way, but try again next time, okay?
All right, cool. All right. You guys enjoy your day.
Oh, thank you, brother. Man. And I think everybody wins, really, when you play the Beatles out of the classic rock time capsule, the day in the life. This is Andy in the afternoon
with me.
Christian.
Anybody on 100.3, says Ringo sucks at drumming doesn't know what they're talking about, Andy. Listen to the pocket on this thing.
I like the scream.
Woo!
Woo! I'd just like to invite everybody to McDonald along with me on this song. Bird! Yeah! Ha! Just try it. It's like primal scream therapy
on
your drive home.
Okay.
I guarantee it's going to make you feel better.
Oh, I feel better already.
God, I love Michael McDonald.
Oh, you know what you need?
What's that?
You need the party shuffle.
It's Andy in the afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Christian, I'd like to pick a fight with you.
Please do.
We did Guilty Pleasure Monday yesterday, and we both played songs. And people had comments about them. But I think that, bottom line is, I have better taste in music than you do. And I'd like to prove that to you and everyone today.
Yeah.
Can you think of a song that you think is a hidden chestnut, a wonderful gem that doesn't get its due? Can you think of something? I'll go first so you can think of something and be prepared.
Yeah.
But I'd like to do this. I'd like to throw out just a few seconds of a song.
Okay.
and I'll play it for listeners, and you can throw out a few seconds of a song, and then let's have them text and see which one they like better throughout the course of the program. Are you game for such a thing?
My friend, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Oh, all right. Well, then have a listen to this little gem from, I believe, 1979. This is the Little River Band. A selection called Lady. Conjuring memories of skating parties at the Big Red Barn in Greenwood, Indiana.
No, bud.
When I was in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Pining for Teresa Rudolph.
Good old Teresa Rudolph.
It was unrequited love.
Big pants, as she was known.
Look around you. Look up here.
It's magic.
Take time to make time. Make time to be there. Look around. Be a part. Feel for the winter, but don't
feel for the winter, but don't have a cold heart. If God had a cover band, they'd do Little River Band songs. I'm telling you.
And I love you best.
Would they?
Yes.
You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need
you. You can text A to 21003 for this one.
Yeah, it's got a little Harry Nilsson in it.
Takes a second for it to ramp up, I'll grant you.
A long time ago,
let's get to the chorus.
I had a lady to love.
Right here.
She made me think of things I never thought of.
Yeah, you think this is going to beat my selection, pal?
Now she's gone and I'm on my own. The love song.
There's a reason this one's been forgotten.
Song,
you know,
it was there all the time.
You and Susie
oh, let
Big
me just
Pants.
Hit you with the chorus.
Yeah, please.
You
again,
down.
Another
you sit
one.
Down.
Yeah.
So, lady,
come on.
Let me take a look at you now.
Turn this piffle off. I'm not having it.
You're there on the
all right.
dance floor, yeah. Making me watch your song.
We've made it through a minute of this.
Yeah,
text
barely.
A to 21003 if you like that one. All right, what's your selection?
Oh, come on, it's so much.
Give us 60 seconds of something good. Mexican Radio by
yeah,
Wall of
buddy.
Voodoo?
This is going to beat your Silly Susie Big Pants song.
I don't think
that
so.
Is. Listen to these guys.
No.
If I may. Turn it up as loud as your Silly River Band. I wish it wasn't Tijuana eating barbecued iguana.
On my shoulder, and the touch of the world that is over. Keep the number. I leave it on when in bed I slumber.
I hear the rhythm
of the DJ.
He's talking about us. Not your roller skate party.
Oh, okay.
Of the DJ. Don't understand us.
Here we go. Ready? Turn it up.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
This is a chorus.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah. This is a medley of their hit.
Mexican.
Oh, you're right. The Big River Band had 47 other songs.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I'm not even bringing
Watch
it up.
Watch your mouth.
I'm Mexican.
All right, there you go. Those are the songs. Text C for Christian
yeah.
to 21003. If you want that song to win, text A to 21003. If you want the right song, Little River Band's Lady,
yeah,
to win.
Yeah.
And we'll have it go through 6 o'clock. We'll announce the winner after that.
Yeah.
You know what? We might even take, by random, I might even select a phone number of someone who texts
uh-huh.
and give them a prize.
Oh, that would be nice, as long as they voted for my song.
Oh, stop it. We're going to announce a name here at the top of the hour and see if somebody gets $100. We're going to put you on the payroll. While you're at the texting, text payroll to 21003 to get involved in that contest. We continue in moments. It's Andy in the afternoon on the song. It was right next to me the whole time.
Crying out loud. The lack of planning on your part does not, what's its name, an emergency on mine.
Okay, Jason Candorn of Orange. No, that was yesterday.
Oh,
sorry.
Man, yeah.
Well, I'm looking.
Really,
I thought that name sounded really
dialed
familiar.
Dial this break then, beautifully, I see.
Curtis,
yeah, well
Curtis
done.
Wood of Paris. Curtis Wood of Paris. It is your turn to call.
Curtis should.
696-1003. If you can call in the next 10 minutes, Curtis Wood, you told us you wanted to be on the payroll. Well, prove it. Call us back in the next 10 minutes, 888-696-1003, and we'll give you $100, Curtis. And if not, we'll give another $100 to Michael Emmerich of Huntington Beach, who's already got 200 bones. So good luck to you. But in the meantime, we're going to play some Supertramp. God, I remember this album came out 1979. Played it that summer. It didn't come off the turntable.
No. This isn't the Breakfast in America one. This is the one before. Is this?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad loved this record.
It's so, so good from start to finish. Breakfast in America. Oh, get two copies. Get three. Get them out of stocking stuffers. It's Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound.
I'm just playing some harmonica, Andy. Nice. Just check me.
Good drum sound.
Great. Well, it's got Kenny Arnoff on it.
For a hick from middle Indiana. Hey, so I want to play some Led Zeppelin. Did you know that, well, speaking of Led Zeppelin. Hangman, hangman, only the little one. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. The New Hampshire primaries are going on right now. Do you know that hanging is only legal in two states? And New Hampshire is one of them?
Huh.
How about that?
Man.
Stick that in your useless pipe and smoke
completely
it.
Completely useless information. Thank you so much.
15 years since anybody
was
taken to the gallows pole there.
What was that, sorry?
I said 15 years, though, since anybody was actually taken to the gallows pole in New Hampshire.
Let's go, New Hampshire.
We'll
get
see how the results are this evening, though, in the primary.
See what you did there.
Uh-huh. You're just mad because Mexican radio is behind.
Not by much, my friend.
It's Andy in the Afternoon. 100.3 The Sound. I think I'd like to follow that up with a little puppy baby monkey.
Puppy monkey baby.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. That's what the Super Bowl looked like from my side of the television. But guess who's joined us here on Andy in the Afternoon on the Sound? Mark Thompson. How's it going, Mark?
It's going great, Andy. I was driving back from Glendale listening to you boys and that puppy thing. Christian, you're the one that's going to pay the price. He's going to do that for 5 months.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to it.
I've made it into I looped it into a music bed.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going and going.
Great.
Mark, I just wanted to publicly...
congratulate you on a phenomenal performance at the Super Bowl.
That's cool. Tough. It's a tough pill to swallow, dude. But, you know, Cam Newton, you guys are going to be back there two or three times in the next 10 years.
You know, the thing of it is, and any sports fan, when you've got a team and, you know, you buy into it, and the way that we played all year, the way that we just blew through the playoffs and were six-point favorites, I sat there at the Super Bowl just thinking, this is just a formality. We're going to go up and walk away. And then it happened like it happened to a clearly better team, a better defense. We imploded. We didn't keep our poise. Flags were flying everywhere. Fumble. We actually had twice as many yards as they did, but we had four turnovers.
Yep.
And you turn over the ball to a good team like that, it's lights out over.
It is. But it was good for Peyton Manning to probably go out on a high note.
Why don't you just wake me up when this is over?
He was able to say Budweiser three or four times in the post-game interviews and all that stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, that is the one thing that helped me get back was that one of the greatest personalities to play the game, Peyton Manning, the Sheriff, got his final win. Hopefully he's not going to do a Brett Favre thing and stay in. He needs to retire.
Unless he comes to the Rams, because that would make for a lot of fun viewing here in town. If he played
Is that
for,
being talked about?
Yeah, it was a rumor that was floated out there. But enough of football competition. The season's over, Mark. Can I direct your attention to a much more important competition that's going on right now?
It's the Super Bowl.
You can.
This is what we call, we've thrown down a song fight today. I've pulled a selection, and Christian pulled a selection, and I'll give you a sample of each. People are voting. They're voting A, if they like my selection for Andy, or C, if they like Christian's. This is mine. It's Little River Band. So lady,
let me take a look at you now. Pablum.
So good. And here is Christian's selection, Mexican Radio by Walla Voodoo. I'm on a Mexican radio.
That's a sound of winning.
And this is Puppy Monkey Baby.
Just
throwing that in for fun. Where do you fall on this? Which side are you on?
I know which way is going to come down. It's going to be on the old person's crumbly song, not the cool guy song.
Well, Christian, I can tell you that Andy brought me into this because he knows I love the Little River Band. And I've never even heard that pile of garbage you play.
Really? You never heard Mexican radio? You lying son of a gun. I don't believe a word of it.
Hey, Christian, while I'm doing this, get up and go over and look behind the Mark in the Morning banner that's right there in the studio. We had Bristol Farms in this morning. They brought in some lobster. So we wanted to put some behind there. It's been there all day at room temperature, so it should be just right to eat.
They took it away.
Okay. Uncle Joe said he left the studio today, and he said, hey, something smells rank in here.
Well done. Well done.
Well played. I mean, Andy, you got used to eating all the food from Bristol Farms. Oh, I didn't want you to be left out. So this morning we ate filet and lobster.
Great. Right, so we would have got some sort of salmonella from Luke.
Josh just came in the studio. He said it's actually over behind the turntables.
Oh, is that what it is? It's over by the turntables? Is that why Uncle Joe was so... Over. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, that's the worst. I had a practical joke wall with some guys when I was an RA, and they left an open can of tuna fish in my apartment, in my room for 6 months, and I couldn't find it anywhere. It was awful.
It's primo.
Well Mark... Listen, you boys chow down, and I'll go back and do my work.
Yeah. Thanks for that. We got to pay some bills, but in the morning, Mark in the Morning, Chicken on the Street. Make sure you tune in to see what they put Katie through in the morning.
Hey, boys, I was driving back from... You guys sound great. I love you both, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother. Good to hear your voice.
See ya.
Andy in the Afternoon continues in moments.
A man who knows nothing about music.
I just never get tired of it. Hey, we've got tickets to give away for the Fleetwood Mac Fest.
We do. Wednesday night at the Fonda Theater. We got Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction, Katie Tunstall, who was in this morning, Mark Ronson, who's written every hit for everybody recently. So I think we should work out a way to do it, Andy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how about we give away three pair.
Okay.
Colors 3, 4, and 5 when we play Fleetwood Mac.
Perfect. No. Every time we play Def Leppard today, we're going to give away the Fleetwood Mac tickets.
All right. All right. 888-696-1003. When you hear Def Leppard, you win tickets to the Fleetwood Mac Fest.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Perfect.
It's Andy in the Afternoon on the Sound.
Listen for the Leppard.
Do you ever think she said one winged dove? Just like a one winged dove?
Nope, never thought that.
I always thought that.
No,
I always thought this was great. Hey, it's Andy in the Afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. You know we've got a fight going on.
Yeah, we do. It's a battle to the death, my friend.
It's a song fight. Here's the song that I brought in. So lady, Little River Band. Let me take a look at you now. Lady. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I mean, it's so close to the Margarita song or whatever it was called.
Christian has Mexican radio.
Here you go. Whoa.
So if you like Andy's song, The Lady, from Little River Band, you can text A to 21003. And, of course, text rates apply and all that good stuff. And if you like Christian's, you can text C to 21003. And we'll choose a winner at random from all the votes. I'm telling you, I'm winning right now, but it's closing. Maybe we'll give him some vinyl? You were saying something
we'll
in the booty box?
Yeah, we'll give him some vinyl and some... we'll just give him some music. We'll just a little grab bag.
Okie doke. And we got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock we're about to start. Springsteen, Boston, Pink Floyd, Def Leppard, and so much more. It's on the way on Andy in the Afternoon with Christian on the Sound. Teresa Isaacs of Simi Valley. You put your name in as someone who wants to go on the Sound payroll, so don't blow it. You know, got to get back to us now in the next 10 minutes. 888-696-1003. I'm starting
the clock.
Clock started. 888-696-1003. Teresa, you have 10 minutes to get back to us. It's Teresa Isaacs of Simi Valley, 888-696-1003. If you don't, we're just going to give another $100 to Michael Emmerich of Huntington Beach. He's already up to 300 bones. So I'd do it if I were you, Teresa. I've decided. I would start off 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock with this little ditty that we had fun with on Friday.
Yeah, it was when I kicked your butt again.
I believe I won that. It's Andy in the Afternoon with Christian on the Sound.
Hello? We're playing Def Leppard, and it's one of the greatest songs of all time, Andy Charlie. Turn it up!
100.3, the sound of Southern California. And you know what hearing Def Leppard means? That means you're going to the Fleetwood Mac Fest.
Yeah, of course it does, Andy. Kathy from San Dimas, Bruce from Reseda, and Christopher from Yorba Linda.
Nice.
Well done. Congratulations.
You're going to have a fun time. We're in the fast lane right now. It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on this radio station. 100.3, the sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon.
With me.
You're cruising for a bruising. It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian. Cruising for the aforementioned bruising. Hey, we did not have anyone call back. Teresa called back, but she called back too late.
Yeah, you can't. It's Teresa. A 10-minute window, everybody. That's all you got. Got
to do it quickly. Yep. So that means that Michael Emmerich, $400.
400
today.
Bones.
400 bones. And 8 o'clock in the morning, they'll pick up the ball and run with it. So listen, at 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe you'll be put back on that payroll. In the meantime, text payroll to 21003 if you're not driving. Text rates apply, but that'll get you in the running for getting on the payroll yourself. We're doing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock right now. But coming up, I'm just going to let you know, there's a little bit of news on the Colin Hay front. Getting him in the studio, and we're not through giving stuff away tonight.
No.
So keep listening. It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian, and this is Don McLean on the sound. So a couple of weeks ago, Christian tells us that he'll get famous enough people their signature tattooed on his back.
Yep.
The bottom rung watermark is me. He's already done that this last week.
Yeah.
Colin James Hay was a name you threw out. You reached out to him. How did he take that news? Is he coming in?
It's not going well, man. I think I've upset his publicist pretty badly by sending 40 emails. So,
and he might be a little freaked out by the fact that you want his name indelibly inked on his back. So.
Yeah, so we may not get him, but I think we got the gardener from who does the lawns down here at the big show. That's going to be great, and the dude that changes the soda machine.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
At least you get some Pellegrino out of it
and some great tattoos.
We've got some stuff to give away yet this hour. If you like Ringo Starr, I would suggest you keep listening. This is 100 Minutes of Commercial-Free Classic Rock.
Come on, Colin. Come through, buddy.
Oh, God. If you don't love this, you got a hole in your soul. Make this loud. 6.5 minutes of it. Led Zeppelin off Physical Graffiti. It's Andy in the afternoon.
Blah, 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 blah,
I don't like it when the DJs sing along with the song.
I hate it.
I'm going to go listen to Taylor Swift.
Why don't you guys
just
shut up and let them sing this song? Who sings this song? Who sings this song? Elton John does. Can you sing so low that I can't hear it?
Hashtag.
Can you sing tenor? Can you sing tenor 20 feet down the road?
So here are the songs that we're having a song fight over today.
Yes. So
lady. Text A to 21003 if you want this one. Little River Band Lady. So good. Shut your face.
It's not that song?
Don't sing over it.
So weird.
And if you like this,
you're a genius.
Text C to 21003. I'm telling you that all discerning listeners have already chosen A. It's but weird. We find out there's only like 4.5 more minutes for you to vote. And we're going to pull a random winner and give you some vinyl or something, some albums.
Yeah, some music swag.
It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. For winners like me and you.
What's the score Bruce, currently, Andy?
We'll find
Do we know?
Out later. You shut up.
All right. Fine.
It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. I'm Andy. He's Christian over there. I know the results of our song fight.
Oh, are we giving them out?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Stay tuned for those. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, Ringo's going on tour. He's doing the Ringo All-Star Band.
Yeah,
a little bit ago, we had Fleetwood Mac Fest tickets to give away. And we had people call in when we played...
Logically, Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
Of course.
So now that we have Ringo tickets... What should we have them call in
for? Well, it would only be sensible then have them call when we play Fleetwood Mac.
Of course.
Yeah.
Indubitably.
Yeah.
See, that makes good sense. Good, solid sense. So, if you hear Fleetwood Mac sometime in this 100 minutes, then you want to be calling us. Take the third caller for those at 888-696-1003. Again, you're listening for Fleetwood Mac to win tickets to see Ringo Starr, All-Star Band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes total sense, buddy.
Yeah. It's 8 in the afternoon.
Let's listen to something light and fluffy that's just going to make us really...
Close your eyes, Christian. So the voting's complete, Christian.
It is, Andy.
For your song, Mexican Radio by Walla Voodoo.
Yeah.
231 votes, 47% of the voting.
Mm-hmm.
For my song, Lady by Little River Band.
Yeah. Look around.
255 votes.
Ah!
53%. Thank you. Thank you, Los Angeles, for agreeing that you and I are simpatico. So I'm going to pick a winner randomly from all the people that signed up on this and did a vote on text.
Okay.
And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a prize. Christian, what are we going to pull out of your box there?
The first thing we did, because we're all about, I'm all about the music along with you, Andy, so we're going to do the Bad Company Very Best Of from Rhino on 180 mil vinyl, which is sick. And
nice.
Also, we're going to send the reissue of Phil Collins' Face Value as well on the CD.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's music prizes is the best way to go, methinks.
I like this song fighting.
I'm going to kick your ass tomorrow.
It's nice to disagree with you.
Mm.
As usual. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Got another 25 or so to go on the sound right now. And AC/DC are not having it. They were looking for the government to help crack down on bootleggers. TMZ say they filed a federal lawsuit to block all non-authorized merchandise during their tour that's underway now. It just started in Tacoma this last week. Request the court to send U.S. marshals and cops to the Tacoma Dome and all of the venues throughout the thing to arrest bootleggers and seize all the goods.
Sounds about right, man.
They mean it.
That's thievery.
It is thievery.
You know what I'm saying?
After all.
Holy moly.
Who made whose merch?
This might be my favorite AC/DC song of all time, dude.
It's a good one.
Maximum Overdrive.
Andy in the Afternoon on the
Sound. Turn it up.
Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 the Sound. I'm Andy, and he's Christian.
I am.
Hey, we got our winner.
We do.
Ringo tickets. It's Mike Rennan from Encino. Mike knew that when we play Fleetwood Mac, intuitively, that means we've got Ringo Starr All-Star Band tickets.
I mean,
to
this is total logic, is it not?
Come on.
You know?
Just like when we played the Def Leppard, that's when we had tickets for
Fleetwood
Mac. I mean, come on.
It's like a name association
thing. We have to explain everything to you people.
I mean, come on. That's pretty simple. Speaking of which, I'd like to explain the fact that you could be part of our fan club, Andy.
We have a fan club.
We do. It's on the old interwebs, on the Facebooks, Andy in the Afternoon, our fan club. And then there's also our Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
The fan club, you get special access to things that Aaron does, which are awesome.
They really are great. It's everything. You remember when you know, we say something and we shut up and we play music? He actually goes in depth and pulls all this stuff up so you can...
You guys would shut up and play more music.
For the person in the crowd who says, I wish you play less music and start talking more.
Mm.
Hey, up next, I'm going to use a $100 million broadcast facility to tell a bedtime story to my son in the Valley.
And you'll be able to watch the performance on Facebook Live on the 100.3 Facebook page.
Jump on here. It is worth
getting on.
Words of encouragement are always appreciated. And we've got more great classic rock from Billy Joel and others. And it's not too far until we hear Rita Wild for the rest of your evening. It's Andy in the Afternoon with Christian. Hold on, it's on the way. All right, is everybody ready for the bedtime story? All right, Silas, get in your jammies. And everybody come in and gather around the wireless because it's time for Witsy's Sweet Tooth. This is going to be, I think, like four voices, and they're going to be awful. Witsy and Peekaboo were resting after lunch. Zoom Zoom jumped out of the daisies. Yoo-hoo, called a voice. It was Lula with a picnic basket and Boof and Patches.
Come on, dude.
Come join us for a dessert picnic, Lula called. Lula spread out a big blue tablecloth. Boof began to unpack the basket. Oh, my, squealed Witsy. There was a big chocolate cake, lollipops, candy bars, and cupcakes. Yum, said Boof with a mouthful of cake. What a fun dessert picnic. Witsy tried everything. I have a sweet tooth, he said, munching on a lollipop and a candy bar. Speaking of teeth, said Lula, ta-da! She held up toothbrushes and toothpaste. Let's clean our teeth before we play. Lula set a timer at the sink. So we know if we brush long enough, she explained. Could I see your sweet tooth, Witsy? Asked Boof. Witsy giggled. I don't have teeth, but I still clean my mouth after I eat. I don't know why. Come on, said Lula. Follow the leader. Sweet friends are even better than cake, thought Witsy. The end. Now, little Billy Joel.
I noticed that some recurring characters from Poopy the Poopy Pants showed up on this one. It's well done.
I've got a very small range.
Daisy Air Rifle.
Rita Wild's coming in next. She's awesome.
See you tomorrow, Andy.
She's going to read you some Ayn Rand novels.
Ah, yes, much better. The Fountainhead, everybody.
It's Andy in the Afternoon. There's Christian.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk
Adios.
To you tomorrow. 100.3 The Sound. Take care.